in a band structure.
All right, so I made some list of projects at this point. And one of them would be to try to solve this one-dimensional square problem by three methods. So one of the methods would be, the Corning Penning model is already done, actually. We could use the plane wave method and tight binding. For tight binding, the atomic orbitals are the finite square well solutions. And the plane wave method in one dimension is also not very complicated to work with. And the idea would be to look at the parameters where to plot all three dispersion relationships and see where the tight binding method and the plane wave method go wrong. So at some point, the tight binding method won't give the correct answers anymore because it's an approximation. And the plane wave method, you always have to truncate the matrix somewhere. So you do the plane wave method and you truncate, say, first 2x2 matrix, and then 3x3 matrix, and a 4x4 matrix, and you plot them and compare them to the exact solutions of the Corning-Penney model and see how reliable these methods are in a case where we really know the solutions. Something else I'd like somebody to do is draw some more Fermi surfaces. So in my table, I've got these pictures of the Fermi surfaces for simple cubic, FCC, and BCC, but not for hexagonal. And also, it's possible to make a drawing for the two-dimensional structures. I don't have any of the drawings for the two-dimensional structures where you would get something like a Fermi circle. So for free electrons in two dimensions, it's a circle. And for the tight binding model, it'll be a shape that hits the Brillouin zone boundaries at 90 degrees. Another project might be to use a tight binding model to calculate some other crystal structure than I have in the table. So you would, at that point, calculate for me the dispersion relationship. One of the things that eventually I would like to do is make a similar table to the one that I have for tight binding, also for the plane wave method for electrons. I have a table that shows the results of the plane wave method when you solve the wave equation for photons, but I don't have one for electrons. So basically, it would start probably with the solution here. So usually the first column in these tables is the one-dimensional case. There's lots of things to do. Okay, so I think I will stop here. And next time I want to talk more about real metals. So how this relates to copper and silver and gold and things like that. Right? All right, then we'll stop here for today.